You're in a dimension where history, language, and the very nature of reality is controlled by the whims of college professors and New York Times interns. You've just crossed over into the woke zone. This is a trans activist. He may not look scary, but you better always smile around him, think happy thoughts, and never contradict anything he says, or he will cancel you, and you will never return. This is the woke zone.
I have new ideas to share with you.
Oh, very good.
If someone in a men's prison identifies as a woman, she should now go to the women's prison.
But couldn't that cause problems with...
Are you thinking transphobic thoughts?
No, of course not. I'm your mother. I mean, your womb-possessing human who gave birth to you. You're right about the prisons.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely right.
And trans women should be able to compete in women's sports, just like any other women.
But what about biological differences?
What? Aren't trans women women?
Completely true.
I have a new idea. I've now decided that all kids need to be on puberty blockers until they're old enough to decide on their gender for themselves.
All right, I can't take it anymore. This is madness. This is complete insanity.
That's transphobic.
Phobic? The only one scared of these people. He only has power while you give in. What you're doing isn't tolerance or compassion. It's just cowardice. Speak up.
No one likes you. You're a bad man. And that's why you're canceled.
One of the most offensive things
it's
of all.
It's unnecessarily gendered.
Please, send him to the cornfield, son.
It was a good thing you canceled that man. A very good thing.
I have a new thought. The government needs to pay for fertility treatments for trans women, since they can't have babies for some reason.
Great idea.
You may think there's a reality outside of people's feelings, but you better keep those thoughts to yourself, in case you've wandered into the woke zone.
Aunt Jemima?
It's Lucy and Jeff going for walks and talks, talk about banksters and Bitcoin and the apocalypse and stuff. It's Lucy and Jeff and tacos and kisses.
You in the woke zone, Lucy? I don't know. I just eat my tacos and give my kisses. But if anyone tries to stop me from eating my tacos and giving my kisses, they better get their ankle guards on.
Okay. You don't know this, but I already recorded this video. I recorded about 10 minutes of it, and then the camera just turned off inexplicably, right as I said, what did I say? I wrote it down, or maybe I didn't. Everything's going crazy. Yeah, I thought I wrote it down, but now I can't find it. Yeah, this is exactly what's been going on this entire time, and what I started off with was just saying that, you know, basically about being some spiritual type stuff. So I was going to talk about this yesterday, and right when I went to record, it rained. So I'm like, okay, I'll record it tomorrow. So I go out today, and you'll see in this video, like, Lucy's acting weird the whole time. And there's leaf blowers, and it's just nonstop people trying to stop this video. But the first 10 minutes that I talked about quite spiritual stuff, it just wiped. Like, the camera went like this. And when I got back, I'm like, please tell me it recorded, because I don't want to have to say it all again. It was gone, and I've never had that happen. So, what I was going to talk about, or what I did already talk about, but I'm going to be careful about what I say here, because... See, this is the tricky part, is what doesn't want me to say this? Is it something bad or something good, you know? Like, is it the Matrix trying to stop me? And if I say it, a lot of people will wake up and that's a good thing? Or is it sort of, you know, the universe saying, hey, don't tell people this stuff yet. They're not ready for it. So I'm going to be a little careful on how I say it. But what I was going to start off by saying was that I posted a tweet on Twitter. And it said, ignorance is bliss, total awareness is bliss, anything in between is the hard part. And what I was basically saying was, you know, being ignorant is kind of like bliss. If you don't have any clue what's going on, you think everything's fine, you don't realize how enslaved you are, you believe everything they tell you on the television programming, you believe the government's there to help you, you just go to your sports ball games, you pay your taxes, and you sing your national sing-alongs. You know, for the most part, a lot of those people seem pretty happy. And who am I to say, you know, that they shouldn't be or that I should break them out of it? The only problem is they cause a lot of the rest of us a lot of problems. But I was basically saying ignorance is bliss, basically. And ignorance just means that you don't know something, you're unaware of something. And then I took it to the other extreme and I said total awareness is bliss. And by that, what I mean is complete consciousness, which hardly anyone can do for extended periods of time. Be completely present and basically shut off your unconscious mind and be completely in your conscious mind and completely in the moment. Basically like Lucy, like all dogs are basically like that. But we have a hard time. Like she's in the moment. Right now, there's a mosquito and she's looking for it. That's all she cares about. And then once she loses the mosquito, she'll move on to caring about tacos. But she's just completely in the moment. She's not thinking about what happened about yesterday with the mosquito. And that's what I mean by total consciousness. Or total awareness. And a lot of that stuff can be done by working on yourself and doing a lot of things like meditating and a lot of that stuff. And then I said anything in between total ignorance and total consciousness is the hard part, and it's true. And I went on to say, because I already said this, let's see if the camera stays on this time, that I'm trying to think what I said, that yeah, once you become less ignorant, you become aware of things, you can't really go back to being ignorant. So what I was suggesting right before the camera turned off was that if you've started to wake up to things, and everyone seems like they are, you can't really go back. So now you're kind of stuck in this purgatory, so to speak, in between being totally ignorant and totally aware. And really the only thing to do at this point is just to keep going and keep working on yourself and keep trying to get all the programs out of your head. And there's so many of them. You'll be shocked once you start working on them.
We know it! We're breaking the conditioning! Ah!
Ah! I'm trying to think what else I was saying there. We're about to go back to the video I recorded earlier. Apparently the universe or the matrix didn't have a problem with that one. But I was basically just saying people should spend most of their time working on themselves. Things like meditation and all those things. And that can help you to become a lot more conscious. And I kind of ended it by saying, and that's just the beginning. And that's when the camera turned off. So I'm going to leave it there. So this is a strange video, I know. So now we're going to go to the stuff I recorded earlier. And so far it's let me record this. So I guess I didn't say something I shouldn't have said this time, or maybe the universe wanted to make sure I wanted to say it. It wasn't even that big of a deal. I think I got way deeper the last time. I think I'm being very careful this time. But anyway, that's it. And I ended it with, and that's just the beginning. Okay, that was really weird. Right when I said, that's just the beginning, my camera turned off, and it's never ever done that before. And now it's acting weird. So maybe people aren't supposed to know all this stuff yet. And I don't know if it even recorded what I recorded before. So if not, this will get interesting. But maybe I'll just carry on from here and we'll just start here if it didn't record anything before this. But it usually does. These DJI Osmo Pocket 2s are pretty good. But yeah, the intro video, that's, you know, I guess a lot of people are living in that kind of a life where you got these kids who go to the government indoctrination camps and watch the television programming all day. And they're told that they're smarter than their parents, that they're the woke ones, and that they need to get out there and demand all this change. And a lot of it's just stupid. Of course, it's done on purpose. Oh, now we got a leaf blower. I get a feeling like we're not supposed to be talking about a lot of this stuff today.
All I'm saying, they're gonna get a... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
So you got all these like kids, and here's one thing I've noticed is this whole cancel culture thing. You know, before the internet and before Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and whatever else there is, I'm not on really any of them. I'm on Twitter a little bit, that's it. And I just post, I don't really talk on there. But before that, all the morons in the world, there's lots, as we can all see now, right? Now that we have social media and the internet, almost everyone's a moron, but they didn't used to have any sort of ability to affect other people. They'd just be, you know, probably on welfare, were in school for like 30 years, which is pretty normal for morons, and living in their parents' basement, and no one would care. But now, with the internet, they can all band together and go try to cancel everything, right? And that's basically what I see going on, is nothing's really changed all that much. It's just that people listen, or you know, there's so many of them that people have been listening to them. My advice would be, don't ever listen to morons, ever. Don't even respond to them or anything. It just gives them more of a reason to sit there in their basement all day and try to put their stupid ideas into the world. And they are stupid for the most part. And it's amazing how, you know, first there was like the movie Idiocracy, which described what democracy is, democracy, which is horrible. But of course, they've got most of the world believing that's like our, you know, our ultimate goal is total democracy for the whole world. We live in democracy right now, pretty much everywhere, just so you know. Well, so-called democracy, but how's that going? And Idiocracy just said how people get stupider and stupider and...
The Masturbation Network, keeping America baiting for 300 years, and now Sweet Bang Tube.
Oh yeah, give me some. Cut me a piece. Oh, you... That's... Go away, baiting! Damn it.
Presidents will get stupider and stupider, and just look at them. Trump? Not the smartest guy on the shelf. That's the smartest book on the shelf for a guy on the rack. There's Joe Biden. Can't even piece a sentence together.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
I wonder what's next. Well, I know what's next is Kamala. It's obvious. She can actually talk, but whoa, she is, whew, she is one evil bitch. But I didn't realize that They Live came out in, when was it? 1988. That's interesting. That's when I got released from the government indoctrination camps, high school. And it opened at number one spot at the U.S. box office and disappeared from theaters soon afterwards because it revealed too much truth about how the elite control our reality, subduing people with messages to obey, consume, and stay asleep. Interestingly enough, both the director and star actor admitted that this was not a work of fiction, but a documentary. And yeah, we're definitely in Idiocracy. We're in They Live. We're in the Matrix. But the cool thing is you can get out of it. You don't have to be in it. And that's what really a lot of people need to do at this point, especially now that they got things like this. Government strategy for getting kids the COVID vaccine. The vaccination man. Slowly he would cruise the neighborhood, waiting for that occasional careless child who confused him with another vendor. Meanwhile, here's left to right, Mr. Eugenics, Dr. Pathological, and Comrade Not a Doctor. Yeah, listen to the science. That's what it is, a psyop. Trust the independent fact checkers. Oh, the fact checkers. You miss our fact checkers, Lizzie? A little bit. It's kind of nice she'd write about us and say how we're wrong on everything, even though she didn't have any facts and actually everything we were saying was totally right and she was totally wrong. It's kind of funny. I'd like to give her some tacos and some corsage. Yeah, it was kind of funny, Lucy. I've not had a fact checker in a while. We're banned everywhere. It's been great. I love it. I love it. You know, in many ways, it's great too, because if things get as crazy as I say, they're going to be going after people like hardcore. Anyone who, you know, tells the truth, right? And that'll especially happen if they do this vaccine genocide, which it looks like they're going to do in the next year or so. And I'm not on YouTube. I'm not on Facebook. No one really seems to know about me. It's great. So, you know, everything seems to happen for a reason. I think that's probably one of the reasons. So I don't get totally taken out by these guys. Not yet, anyway. We'll see what happens. But we're also trying to take them out too, right? Lucy, what'd you find over there? Yes, smell some tacos in these bushes. Way down here, there's some tacos. Lucy, come on, it's dirty old tacos. Lucy! Okay, okay, I'll wait a little bit.
But it's Gen Z, the strongest generation America's ever seen.
Oh yeah, they're so strong and courageous. Everything in this world is the opposite of what it is. Everything they say is the opposite of what it is. It's pretty funny. I've said for years about don't ever, ever send your kids to a government school. Like, what are you doing? Lucy, come on, Lucy. Well, if you do, here's what your kids are getting taught. Trans youth expert. Kids should have choice to undergo life-altering surgery because they, most of the time, make good decisions. Ah, Lucy, come on, we're trying to walk. Come on. Yeah, they got some tacos here in the golf shop booth. I know, Lucy, but we got to walk a little bit. It's a walk and talk. Or you want to stay here and just eat tacos? Well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, but I do like to walk. Come on, Lucy. Lucy, Ben. So, yeah, here's a prominent trans-affirming doctor says it's okay to chop the breasts off a teen girl because kids most of the time make good decisions and a girl can always get new breasts later if she wants.
Actually, people make life-altering decisions in adolescence. All the time. All the time. And honestly, most of them are good. It's just the bad ones that we talk about. Oh my God, the cinnamon challenge, right? I mean, why do we know about it? Because it's a thing, and it's not common. Like, most teenagers aren't eating cinnamon, right? But some are, and they're on YouTube, and that's stupid. But we don't put on YouTube the things that are really good decisions, right? Oh my gosh, my kid took the SATs. Not a very exciting after-school special, right? But so what we do know is that adolescents actually have the capacity to make a reasoned, logical decision. And here's the other thing about chest surgery. If you want breasts at a later point in your life, you can go and get them.
Yeah, that's what you're getting in your government indoctrination camps. Come on, Lucy. I know they're having tacos in there, but okay, we'll just walk around here, okay. There she is. I'm done. Those are pretty tasty. Maybe we can get some more when we get back home. Yeah, so in the government indoctrination camps are these, every time I see a government public school teacher, like even when I was in school in the 80s school, the government indoctrination camps, I was constantly telling the teachers how stupid they were, how they didn't know anything. And I was right. They didn't. I could just see right away when I was like 14 years old, I'm like, you're a moron. You don't know anything. And they'd always get really mad at me. I'd always be at the principal's office. But yeah, that's what you get. You get these people who are like telling your like 8-year-old daughter, hey, if you want to chop your tits off because you heard that Brad Pitt's wife did it because she didn't want to get cancer, which is insane. Don't worry, you can always get tits later. Oh yeah, it's basically the same. Big plastic things that'll probably make you really sick. Yeah, it's totally the same. Oh man, but it is government school. What do you expect? Too young to choose bedtime, old enough to choose gender. Can you see it? Low info people everywhere, feeling a sense of superiority and arrogance based off of propaganda brought to them by the media. That's really what it is. You know, in many ways, most of the world isn't how they want it to be, right? Like, I haven't been to the US in a long time, or Canada, but most people I knew weren't into any of this stuff. I don't think they still are. Definitely in Mexico, there's nothing like that. I haven't seen anything like that. It's still pretty much the Mexican culture. And, but maybe like a lot of the kids that you're sending to, that people are sending to the government indoctrination camps and to the communist colleges, they're all like that, but they're not even that many people, really. What is it, a few million people that go to like US government indoctrination camps and colleges that are like adults now that we have to, that, you know, some people will listen to? Or maybe it's like 10 million or, you know, something like that. It's nothing compared to the Earth. But they sit there and watch their television all day, and who's on there? It's people, all the people telling them that they're the great ones. No one even watches television anymore, really. Apparently some people do, though. But it's all a mirage, really. Lucy, come on. Yeah, something about this pole smells interesting. I just want to check this out. Come on, Lucy. Lucy. Ah, Lucy. But if you don't realize that the human population is being systematically dumbed down, then you may have been systematically dumbed down. Lucy? Oh, jeez. Ben. She's on the road. Lucy, what are you doing today? I smell tacos. Yeah, but come on. You know the drill. We're supposed to walk. We get the tacos afterwards. Okay. Sits. And who are they listening to? I'm an unelected crook with no medical degree. Not that that really matters. I have many conflicts of interest, but I'm the chosen frontman for medical martial law. My job is to sell the public on the idea of forced vaccinations and implantable microchips. I'm also responsible for Common Core because I'm trying to dumb down your children. Yeah, so I talk a lot about how a big part of this is the government indoctrination camps and the colleges and schools. Kill Gates is even behind a lot of that. Like this guy, he's got to get an award at least for hardest working psychopath in the world. Like, why is he doing all this stuff? Lucy, Ben. Lucy, yeah. Okay. Lucy, what are you doing today? Okay, now we got golfers over here, so we can't go on the street, but you keep going. Okay, you seem to want to go over there. Let's go over there, okay? Yeah, it's such a bridge. Okay, let's go look for the birds. We'll go on this side of the road. But stay on this side now. Yeah, Kill Gates. He's trying to block out the sun. He's trying to make everyone eat bugs. He's trying to inject people and genocide everybody. And at the very least, he's trying to force everyone to get his injections so he can make trillions of dollars. He's buying up all the farmland. Man. Yeah, Bill Gates, wanted for crimes against humanity. Bill Gates must be stopped. His medical reign of terror and crimes against humanity are listed here. Funding and planning the COVID's pandemic at Event 201. Funding the development of the COVID's virus. That's actually kind of wrong because there is no COVID's virus. But they did patent something. They say there is something. And Fauci was working on lots of stuff with Kill Gates to develop something, but it's not the COVIDs. It's probably the vaccines. Bribery and buying control over health agencies and officials. Genocidal killing, paralyzing, and crippling of thousands of infants and children. Sterilizing millions of unwilling women and young girls in India and Africa. Using humans instead of animals as experimental guinea pigs. Genetically engineering our food with GMOs. And human rights abuses, including the use of citizen surveillance technology. That's amazing. You can do all those things, and the media and all that will treat you like a hero. The thing is, people just have to stop listening to them and realize what's going on. And if they don't, it's fine. We'll see what happens if they don't. But I think people are starting to catch on, so we'll see. But yeah, Kill Gates was even trying to dumb down kids in the government schools. Here's from Forbes. Why Kill Gates is not the man to reimagine New York education. At the beginning of the new millennium, Bill Gates was invited by the government to set the terms for what a successful school would look like. Oh yeah, of course, he's a school expert now. He created thousands of small schools across the country and ultimately walking away from the project when he decided that it wasn't producing results, leaving many districts to figure out what to do next with the half-finished experiment that was their community school system. Even by his own standards for success, raising reading and math test scores, Gates had no clear successes. Nor are there signs that he is learning anything from his failures. Reading through years of the annual Bill and Melinda letter, and you find acknowledgement that their latest idea didn't quite pan out, but the problems are never located within the program themselves. Teachers didn't have the right resources or training. The foundation's PR work didn't properly anticipate resistance. After years of failed initiatives, the latest Gates newsletter concludes not that they should examine some of their own assumptions, change their approach, or invite a different set of eyeballs to look over their programs. Instead, they should just do what they're doing, but do it harder. Swing for the fences. Yeah, swing for the fences, Kill. It would be great if our education stuff worked, but that we won't know for probably a decade. Kill Gates, 2013. Well, it's now almost a decade later, and this is the result. Children of Common Core, standardizing America's future one child at a time. Yeah, so Kill Gates was even involved in Common Core, and if you've looked into Common Core, it basically makes it so kids can't learn math or English. And nothing is that hard. Like, my kids barely went to schools. They pretty much learned how to read and write on their own. My son did it from video games and the internet. And they know enough math to get by. They know as much as I do anyway. I'm horrible at math, but I went to 12 years of government indoctrination camps. They didn't even do that. But that's what Kill said he was trying to do. No, he wasn't. He was trying to make it so people are dumber and dumber. And they've done a really good job. My kid's an honor student at a dumbed down government indoctrination camp. Yay. And another part of their agenda, if you didn't notice, is saying all white people are horrible. That doesn't seem very racist at all, does it? And they're bringing all this, gotta have diversity. Lucy, Ben, you wanna go over there? What's going on? I don't know, I'm in a weird mood. I'm not sure where I want to go today, but I know I want some tacos and some kershers. Okay, Lucy, we're not going to walk too far today then. And, you know, when you force people to hire people who aren't the best people, but you hire them because of their race or skin color or because they're a man who wears lipstick or something like that, all you do is you make it worse for those people. Because the people who work with them or are forced to work with them are like, this guy's like an idiot. He's only here because he's like got a different skin color. And they'll end up resenting that person massively. And that person will be basically hated where they work. And we've already seen it in sports, especially in Canada. Canada's the leader in multiculturalism and diversity. So now you got like Indian guys in turbans who call the hockey games in front of empty crowds still, because Canadians are so brainwashed. And then they'll have like a black woman and a black guy talk about the game. And hey, if they were the best people doing these things, great. But they're not. They're not at all. They're not even close. And a lot of people notice that. And they start kind of like getting angry about that they're being forced to take way worse people just because of their skin color. So it actually hurts those people. But the Babylon Bee has killed it again. Sesame Street introduces Todd, a white male puppet who is blamed for everything. In a courageous new episode of Sesame Street, the puppets teach kids about social justice by introducing a new character, Todd, a white male puppet who is blamed for everything wrong in the world. Minutes into the episode, Todd is introducing himself to the other puppets and a prescriptively diverse cast of guest children. When he is confronted by Grover about Todd's culpability regarding a distant ancestor who fought for the Confederacy. Later on, Todd works alongside the puppet Abby Kadabi to stock the shelves of Hooper's store with Goya beans. His accidental revelation that he gets paid 30% more than her leads to Abby singing a tearful rendition of Workforce Woes. The episode's final sketch portrays Todd selling cookies without the requisite health warning labels, forcing Cookie Monster into obesity and skyrocketing healthcare costs. In an upcoming episode entitled R is for Racism, Todd appears in multiple educational scenarios, including a math teacher forcing minority puppets to learn 2 plus 2 equals 4, and an ignorant puppet who thinks some cops might be good. In a particular jarring sketch, Todd is caught teaching kids to face life's unfairness with hard work, self-sacrifice, and hope for the future. Okay, Lucy, you want to stay on this side of the road, huh? Yeah, for now. Maybe I'll cross again. You don't control me. I know, Lucy. It's one of the problems having an anarchist dog. Yeah, the starting to push all this stuff on people, and I think a lot of people are like, had enough, really. The whole Black Lives Matter thing was hilarious. The NBA got like its ratings destroyed, and I mean destroyed, especially last year when they all had Black Lives Matter on the back of their shirt. Everything on the court was Black Lives Matter, and they're still doing it in some places. They're still doing it in England, apparently.
The FA's stance on this?
So our stance on this is it is absolutely a personal choice for players. Be clear on what taking the knee is. Taking the knee is players protesting against inequality, injustice and discrimination across the game.
No, it's not. UK football players began to take a knee in June 2020, specifically in response to Black Lives Matter's global white guilt trip, which began in June 2020. The players literally wore the words Black Lives Matter on the back of their shirts for weeks on end. Sky Sports literally still to this day flashes up the message Black Lives Matter during every game it broadcasts. Stadiums are festooned with giant flags that say Black Lives Matter.
When you're booing players who are taking the knee, what you are in effect booing is the right of those individuals on that pitch to have a voice and to protest against inequality.
So why can't fans have a voice too? If players want to support BLM, fair enough, let them express their opinion by taking the knee. They can have their free speech. So why can't fans? We just had a giant European Super League scandal where the takeaway message, the consensus from every football pundit, media outlet and news commentator was listen to the fans. Listen to the fans. So listening to the fans is the most important thing in the world of football. Yet as soon as some of them express an opinion that challenges the omnipresent mandated bleating subservience to Black Lives Matter, as soon as some of them refuse to bow down and grovel to this onerous, sanctimonious, woke monoculture, oh, now suddenly not only do we not listen to them, we kick them out of games, we demand they take re-education classes, and we give them lifetime stadium bans.
Oh, listen to the fans, though.
Yes, it's going to get interesting. I think in many ways, all their stuff is failing. So, you know, in many ways, maybe there'll be a huge snapback or something. Could even be something that looks a lot like a civil war sort of a thing. If this continues. So, it's going to be interesting. But I can't believe it. We've gotten this far through the video. Can you believe it, Lucy? We haven't even talked about COVIDs yet. Well, it's like a Christmas miracle. Yeah, we're barely even going to mention it. It's kind of like going away. I think it's over. At least till the fall. Then we'll see what happens. But here's something. There's people out there still doing this stuff. Isolated by plastic bubbles, iSphere is an open source face protection device. Berlin-based collective Plastique Fantastique created a plastic head protection sphere and a tutorial to make your own. It's a mass substitute, doubling as a visual commentary on how society and our customs are changing during the COVID's plandemic. It's not just Kill Gates, though, who's pushing all this stuff. It's Satan Klaus. It's those two guys, basically. And the World Economic Forum, which has nothing to do with economics. It's all about the Fourth Reich, of turning the world into the Nazi Fourth Reich. But, you know, if you said that, people wouldn't like it, right? So they call it the World Economic Forum. And they keep putting out their propaganda.
Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say, our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food and all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things became free, so it ended up not making sense for us to own much. First, communication became digitized and free to everyone. Then, when clean energy became free, things started to move quickly. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. It made no sense for us to own cars anymore, because we could call a driverless vehicle or a flying car for longer journeys within minutes. In our city, we don't pay any rent, because someone else is using our free space whenever we do not need it. My living room is used for business meetings when I am not there. Once in a while, I will choose to cook for myself. It is easy, the necessary kitchen equipment is delivered at my door within minutes. Since transport became free, we stopped having all those things stuffed into our home. Why keep a pasta maker and a crepe cooker crammed into our cupboards? We can just order them when we need them. When products are turned into services, no one has an interest in things with a short lifespan. Everything is designed for durability, repairability, and recyclability. The materials are flowing more quickly in our economy and can be transformed to new products pretty easily. Environmental problems seem far away, since we only use clean energy and clean production methods. The air is clean, the water is clean, and nobody would dare to touch the protected areas of nature because they constitute such value to our well-being. I still do not understand why in the past we filled all free spots in the city with concrete. Shopping? I can't really remember what that is. For most of us, it has been turned into choosing things to use. Sometimes I find this fun, and sometimes I just want the algorithm to do it for me.
You know, they make it sound kind of okay, right? Especially if you're stupid. If you don't understand economics, for example, you'd be like, private property rights is the basis upon which there could be anything good in society. Just look at communism as an example of that. And in that video, they actually said, my living room is used for business meetings when I'm not there. I don't know about you. I don't want to live in that world. So I go out for a walk with Lucy. I come back and there's like eight guys smoking cigars, going over PowerPoint presentations in my living room. Yeah, well, you just don't own anything. You know, you got to share. Everyone's got to share. Oh, man. And Forbes actually talked about this. This is actually like from 5 years ago. So this has been in the works for a long time. When AI and robots took over so much of our work, we suddenly had time to eat well, sleep well, and spend time with other people. The concept of rush hour makes no sense anymore, since the work that we do can be done at any time. I don't really know if I would call it work anymore. It's more like thinking time, creation time, and development time. Once in a while, I get annoyed about the fact that I have no real privacy. Nowhere I can go and not be registered. I know that somewhere, everything I do, think, and dream is recorded. I just hope that nobody will use it against me. Yeah, I hope so. Just keep hoping. My biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city. All those poor, free people. Those we lost on the way. Those who decided that it became too much, all this technology and communism. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned against it. I would hope so. They live different kind of lives outside of the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in small 19th century villages. So that's your option, according to the World Economic Forum. You live in the smart cities where you own nothing. It's communism. It's controlled by AI and robots. And yeah, you know, you leave your house for a bit. Yeah, some people might just go in and use it. It's, you know, it should be fine. And I like how they talked in the video about you don't even need things like a pasta maker or something. Like you don't use it that much. So when you need it, it'll just be delivered. Well, you know, some of the stuff in the video is interesting. And definitely if it's done by the private market, it'd be pretty cool, right? Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you barely use, but you need it every now and then. Why not put it into like some sort of like an Uber type share program? The problem is if it's not private, like Uber or something, if it's the government, within like 2 or 3 years, you'd order like your pasta maker or whatever, and it would be like just garbage. Like it'd be broken and rusted because no one cares about it. It's called, what do they call that? The, when no one owns anything, There's a word for it, where if people don't have the private property, they don't take care of it. I forget what the word is. Maybe my guy might remember and put it up. It's called the Jeopardy Music, please. I don't know. I don't care. Who cares about anything anymore? I don't. Do you, Lucy? I care about tacos. Encouragia. Yeah, I care about that. But not much else either, Lucy. And so I came across this recently. This is from 1956. A lot of stuff that is showing how this all works was done like decades ago. This is Biderman's coercive methods for enforcing compliance. So this guy, in 1956, the psychologist Albert Biderman developed a framework for understanding the methods foreign armies use to extract false confessions from prisoners of war. Psychologists now believe that abusers, in many different situations, use the same methods to achieve control over their victims. They are also all the same tools used to enforce lockdowns and vaccines. These methods include, and here's the Biderman's chart of coercion. Isolation deprives victims of all social support of their ability to resist, develops an intense concern with self, makes victims dependent. Monopolization of perception, that's the news, fixes attention upon intermediate predicament, eliminates information not in compliance with demands, like us, punishes independence and or resistance. Humiliation and degradation makes resistance more costly than compliance. Animal level concerns. This is things like personal hygiene is prevented, demeaning punishments, insults and taunts. And there's been so many lately. You should get rid of all your unvaccinated friends. This is on the news now. Exhaustion weakens mental and physical ability to resist. Threats creates anxiety and despair, outlines cost of non-compliance. Occasional indulgences, positive motivation for compliance, hinders adjustment to deprivation. We've seen that. They're like, if you do everything we say, maybe in 2 weeks, you can do something. And it's never 2 weeks. It's still going on in a lot of places. Demonstrating omnipotence suggests futility of resistance. Forcing trivial demands develops habit of compliance. Yep, the governments and the media and all, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, they're all doing all these things. It's all been done before, but no one seems to know. It's been done so many times. Just over and over. Propaganda has always had the same face. Yep, they always try to find a cute little girl. I guess they couldn't find that cute of a one this time with Greta. She looks a little bit more like Chucky. Where did Lucy go? What's going on with her? Oh, there she is. She's behind me now. Okay, now we got the weed whacker. I don't know what's going on today. Like, everything seems to want to stop me from making this video. Okay. All right, Lucy, let's try to get somewhere quiet. Yeah, it's Iceberg Thunberg. And of course, it's just nonstop propaganda. I've been all over the world. I don't travel much anymore because I can't handle it. But I've been to over 100 countries, and every time I'm flying somewhere, you just look down. There's like nothing. It's like empty. Even most of the places I go here in Mexico that I do videos from, like on the beaches and stuff, it's always just empty. Like there's no one there. Like no one within like 50 miles. But of course, where's Lucy? There she is. And just check in if they got some tacos. A big part of this is just this propaganda that we're destroying the earth. There's too many of us. Well, here's a little known hidden fact. We are taught in our Rockefeller-owned education systems that the earth is terribly overpopulated. The reality being that the entire population of earth can fit within Alaska inside 2,000 square foot homes side by side and still have 350,000 square meter miles left over in just this one state. The reason for lying is simple. Is simply due to the fact you can make trillions of dollars by promoting scarcity. The problem isn't population, it's corporate greed, corporate government, and financially elite families who've been pulling the strings since Roman times. Yeah, I don't know how true that is, that everyone on Earth can fit in a 2,000 square foot home side by side in Alaska, but it sounds probably like it's about right. You definitely wouldn't want to live there. if everyone was squashed into Alaska, it'd just be the sewage system, that'd be just gross. But it is, it just goes to show there's just, like, most places are empty. Like, even everywhere I always am, it's like wide open green spaces. Outside of where I am right now, you could drive for like half an hour before seeing another little town. That's very normal. It's very normal everywhere, actually. Even in Europe. I was quite surprised driving through Europe how there's really not much there. Oh no, Lucy, I thought we were done with the COVIDs. We got a little bit more. We got to show how the system's really pushing the COVID jab. They got to get everyone injected as much as possible so Kill Gates can make money, so that they can maybe do their genocide, so that they can sterilize most of the people and reduce the world's population. And here's one. Here's Michael Obama, who, man, they're not even good actors. Even the actors aren't good actors. This is so cringy.
Hey, everyone. I miss seeing you all in person.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone.
Hey, so good to see everyone's faces.
Look, I know it's been a while since we've been able to get together, but that's actually why I'm calling. We all want to get together with our family and friends, and the best way to make that happen is getting the vaccine as soon as it's available to you. So I was wondering, would you join me in helping to spread the word?
Happy to do it. It feels like we're so close to turning the corner on controlling this virus. We can't stop now.
Should we just start going door to door and offering people vaccines?
Oh my God, I love that. Sign me up.
I was thinking more along the lines of telling your friends and families that these vaccines were made to save lives. And they're also going to be the thing that gets us back to our loved ones and back to concerts and comedy clubs and restaurants.
But what if somebody's afraid of needles?
You're afraid of needles?
I didn't say I'm afraid of needles.
No shame in that game. I feel that way too sometimes.
No one actually likes needles.
It's totally normal to be afraid of needles. But our nurses and medical personnel will make it as painless as possible.
All right, count me in.
I knew I could count on you. Here's the deal. I need each of you to do your part and ask as many people as possible to get informed about their options, because getting vaccinated is the first step to seeing our friends and family again.
Getting vaccinated is the first step to seeing your friends and family again. I've seen all my friends and family, no problem. Yeah, me too. Sometimes I just take a pee on people's lawn. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what they say. Meanwhile, here's the president of the U.S. just hissing maniacally. Get the vax now.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors. For those who haven't gotten their vaccination yet, especially if you're younger or think you don't need it, this is another great reason to go get vaccinated. Now. Now. Yes, they're also about helping you get us get back to closer to normal in our living, more normal living. Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up. We're back to that place now as long as you get vaccinated. So go get the shot. And once you're fully vaccinated, you can go without a mask when you're outside and away from big crowds. Go get your vaccination now. It's free and it's convenient. Now, now, now.
This is a giant shift we're going through, and I basically don't care about hockey like I used to anymore. I don't. I pay attention to it. I was really happy when the Maple Leafs lost. Because people in Toronto, for most of them, are just the worst kind of people. But, yeah, I really don't care about hockey that much. I'll pay attention. I guess if the Oilers were in the finals, I would watch. But it's nothing like I used to. And I get the feeling it's just more and more I don't care. And I used to be really into poker. And now I play a bit. And I just really don't care. So what's going on, I think, is like the universe is shifting us to like get out of like the stupid things we're doing and get into like more like the important things that we should be doing, like self-work and meditation and physical fitness, mental fitness, living your passion, all that kind of stuff, not just sitting there watching a hockey game or playing poker and all that. So I was pretty sad to see this. This is a Trailer Park Boys. It's one of the only TV shows that I still think is one of the, like, a worthwhile show to watch. It's great. If you haven't seen it, you're gonna thank me later. Check out the Trailer Park Boys, but I just lost pretty much all respect for them because of this. And notice, the comments are turned off.
Boys, guess what? I just booked our vaccinations. We're getting vaccinated tomorrow, all three of us.
What?
We're getting our vaccines tomorrow for the COVID.
Are you serious?
I don't want to get...
Julian, you're getting it, okay? It's a needle, and you've got gigantic muscles. You're not afraid of needles. Everybody's got to get their vaccine in order for us to get, you know, back to normal here.
I'll get mine, man. I heard it gives you, like, invincibility powers.
It doesn't give you invincibility powers,
Ricky. It doesn't give you powers.
It f***ing makes you invincible. I'm taking the f***ing first one available.
Yes, take the first one available. We're getting ours tomorrow. Everybody else, get out and get your vaccines.
Let's end this
s***. Let's do it.
The comments are turned off on all these things because most people aren't on board with it. Like Trailer Park Boy fans, they're mostly just like guys in Canada who live in trailer parks, mostly. Or just, you know, regular guys, regular working people. None of them really like this jab or believe in the COVIDs and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what happened to the Trailer Park Boys. They probably got talked into it or maybe forced into it. You know, if you want another new, big movie, boys, you got to put out this video. That's how it usually works. But they always have the comments off because if it wasn't, there'd be a lot of comments like mine. Like, I just lost a lot of respect for you guys. Meanwhile, the people are so brainwashed that you can do almost anything to them. And they're like, it's fine. I'm just doing my part. Here's a woman who got the Bell's palsy. Oh, I got the Bell's palsy. But she doesn't want to discourage you from getting the vax. It's okay. I didn't die.
I wanted to talk about it responsibly. I don't want to discourage people from getting vaccines. And strangely, I don't really want to discourage them from getting this one.
Jennifer Gibson says she got the COVID vaccine because she wanted to see life in Canada get back to normal. But the Toronto woman wasn't prepared for what she saw when she looked in the mirror 2 weeks after getting her AstraZeneca shot.
In the morning, I was just looking and I thought, gosh, something is weird with my face. And I thought, whatever, I slept funny, no big deal. And by the end of the day, my husband even, I was asking him, like, this is weird now. And even with kindness, he had to say, yes, it was.
A phone consult with Gibson's doctor confirmed that she had developed Bell's palsy, a form of facial paralysis.
So honestly, when they said Bell's palsy, it's, you know, devastating to look at half your face being paralyzed. But the little that I knew of Bell's palsy, I thought people don't die from that. So the fact that it wasn't something that I was going to not be around for my daughter later, you know, it's dealable. It sucks, but it's dealable.
And yeah, they turn off the comments on all the mainstream media stuff and all the Kill Gates and Satan Claus stuff. But when they go out in public, you can actually see a lot of people are waking up. I think this is in Australia. This is a Sky News reporter. Now, maybe it's in the UK because from what I've seen of Sky News in Australia, they actually have a lot of like good content. They've actually been talking about how this is all a fraud and a scam. So maybe if you know this area, you can put it in the comments below. It's either the UK or Australia, I believe. But in any case, the people won't even let the guy do his news report.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Meanwhile, this one was in England for sure. This was on the BBC's building. It was like broadcast in a laser onto their building just the other day. British Brainwashing Corporation. I don't know if maybe someone who watches these videos did that. That's awesome. So yeah, there's a lot of people. There's definitely like a huge resistance. I think like most things, like you have to wait till it gets super bad before you really fight back. You know, like I could go, anyone could go out right now and kill some cops, right? You know, or enforcing this lockdown. It's not really going to do anything. We need it to get super bad so that everyone understands or knows that this is like a complete communist takeover of the entire world. And everyone needs to fight back. And at that point, I think there's going to be lots of people. This is going to get very interesting. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen over the next few years. Could be awesome. You know, they want you to think that this is a sure thing. They're going to push through all these things. There's a lot of things going against them, and a lot of people are waking up. And then there's also things like crypto. And that's going to take away so much of their power from their central banking communist money system. Of course, the state's always going to try to get its piece. Here's the state when you buy Bitcoin, your risk. Here's the state when you sell Bitcoin, our profit. So yeah, in many ways, there's a lot of positive stuff. You know, like I said at the start, like this pandemic seems to be over. Only in places like Canada where they're super brainwashed are they still hiding in their houses while they watch hockey games with full crowds in Carolina and most other U.S. cities. Like I said, by the third round, whoever gets in, the people in that city, it'll either be Montreal or Winnipeg, will have to go to the U.S. and play in front of full crowds while they play in front of 500 frontline healthcare workers who are all fat and bored and they haven't worked for 2 years. Then I think Canadians will start to wake up. So we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, crypto's back going quite well again. Bitcoin's close to 40,000 as I speak. Monero's back above 300. That was quick. I wasn't expecting it to be that quick. And Pirate Chain was as low as $3 like 2 days ago. It's now over $6. So it's doubled in the last couple of days. And I said before, as news comes out with Pirate Chain, it's going to skyrocket. Like if it gets on a big exchange, and I think it will. And just so you know, the reason it's not on most exchanges at this point is because the wallet couldn't do batch transactions. And they fixed that now with the latest sort of hard fork upgrade. Now a lot of these exchanges will probably start listing. We've already seen one. I've never heard of it, but it's called DigiFinex. And they actually announced, like publicly, Pirate Chain's listed on DigiFinex. Trade to win $2,500 worth of R. And you have until June 4th. So if you wanted to get some Pirate Chain, like maybe even like $100 worth or something, right? Like maybe you don't have a lot of money. That still could end up being worth tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, really. Or millions, actually. If things go, you know, perfectly over the next few years. But if you don't have much money, maybe you want to sign up there and just buy like $20 worth of Pirate Chain and you might win up to $2,500 worth of Pirate Chain. And if you sign up at dollarvigilante.com/DigiFinex, I'll put it on screen here, you actually get like a bonus when you start trading. So there's some basically free money for you while you get some Pirate Chain and you might get some more free money. And Pirate Chain is looking pretty good. As soon as it's listed on some big exchanges, like Binance or something, it'll be in the well into the double digits, well into the double digits. And the atomic swaps are already rolling out with Monero, soon Pirate Chain. And once people start using those, it'll be in the triple digits and probably quite quickly into the four digits, like thousands of dollars in the next year or two. And it's $6 right now. But no one seems to ever listen. Seems like a lot of people, they just watch this and go, ah, oh, maybe. But you know, there's a TV show I want to watch tonight, maybe. Or maybe I'll go watch a sports ball game with my friends. And well, you missed it again. I keep trying to tell you. That's okay. Maybe they'll get the next one. I'm always listening. I'm going to get some more Pirate Chain, that's for sure. And what I really want, though, you know, I got to be totally, completely honest here. I want to get some tacos and go some cashews. Well, looks like we're having some Wiener Schnitzel tacos today. That sounds pretty good. You can go ahead first, Rango. Muy bien, Rango. And then Polo can go next. That's muy bien. And Bruce Lee, I'll go last. It's fine. Or maybe I'll take it first. I'll go ahead. And you give one to Bruce, and I'll give everyone cashews.